In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Well, we welcome this morning the mayor of Marion, Kentucky, Deanna Browning. Mayor, let there be light in Marion, Kentucky. New LED lights are almost all finished. How do they look?
I think they look great. I was driving around the other night and it just struck me how much better they look. And nothing looks better than safety and cost savings.
Yeah. So this is a discussion the city council started having back in early January, I think, at your meeting. And it kind of came on the heels, you know, I think maybe Fredonia was the first city that we knew about anyway that kind of joined this Kentucky Utilities Program. And then Marion hopped on board too. And explain how this works and how you're going to save money even though you're paying for new fixtures and lights.
So it was kind of confusing in the beginning, but we do have a conversion fee that we have to pay for. So, and it is put into our monthly payment schedule. So right now we'll see about a $400 per month drop in our $5,600 a month light bill.
Of the efficiency of the lighting, it's basically going to pay for the lights themselves, correct?
Exactly. And so what's going to happen, we're going to have, after the 5-year transition, our bills will be about $4,000 a month. So $1,600 a month savings, mm-hmm. which is over $19,000 annual. Mm-hmm. So that's a very big deal. They look great. We did away with the orange hued lighting and I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we have those at the park now on some of the fields. And when you turn on the old fashioned lights, those halide lights, and then you turn on the metal halide, and then you turn on the LEDs next to them, you think, wow, that looks like grandma and grandpa's lighting over there on the side.
Absolutely.
Kind of incandescent looking. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, you know, why did it take us so long to get there? And if you'll remember a couple of years ago, we added LED lights to the football practice field inside the Oval Track. And that was pushed by Coach Jeremy Wheeler. And that made such a difference for the kids who needed to practice at night. And then, of course, when we converted the soccer fields in that area, that was, of course, pushed by Shanna Geary, right? So that family has been pushing for lights at the soccer field. And I'm very grateful for the progress that we've made. It's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. So on another front in Marion, there's been a lot of course, around the holidays, or particularly the military type holidays, you have begun displaying these hometown hero banners, and that's kind of, as I think you talked about early on, once people start to see these, this is going to pick up some steam, and it is. So go through kind of some of the deadlines coming up in order to get, if someone wants to have their hometown hero banner as part of this program.
Yeah, and I think it's important to know that we can continue to add to the banners throughout the years, right? There's not a full cutoff, but in order to make it for the next holiday, the Veterans Day holiday, probably need them by October 1st. And but we've had great input. A lot of people are excited, and people are really proud to see their loved ones displayed.
Mm-hmm. And what is the cost of, if, I know you had some that were sponsored, but I think that's over with now. Am I correct on that? And then now it's kind of the families have to sponsor this themselves. Is that right? And what is the cost?
It is. So we did have, oddly enough, a contribution from KU. They gave us $500 to go toward the POWs. So right now we're only offering the larger ones, the 18 by 45s, and they are $72 a piece. And they can reach out to tourism or city hall and get a copy of the form. And really all we need is their photograph and information about their service member.
And while I've got you, let's talk a little bit about streets and roads around town. I know that's a big hot topic. The weather over the past couple of years has really created problems for not only city but the county and the state all across the area because of so much rainfall and heavy rainfall at times, and has washed out a lot of culverts. You see a lot of these state highways right now being temporarily closed while culverts that have failed are being replaced, and then also these bridges that are out. But in the city of Marion, you've got a couple of problem spots, I know, out around the park, and then out down by the old health department by the PACS building. I know that's still closed off there. What are the prospects of getting some funds to shore those up anytime soon?
So we have been working with getting some FEMA money for that. There are grants out there, but we're not the only ones trying to get them. But we are definitely working towards that. And we have, I would say, four or five long-standing flooding concerns. Of course, this spring we did have near biblical flooding. It was, much more than what our outdated system can handle. But we're addressing them, making some progress. And I noticed, I read in the Crittenden Press when you were talking about paving and some of the challenges with that. I do hope to get the paving started on our list. As everyone should know by now, you only get X amount of money from the state, and it doesn't go very far most times. So, hoping to get that started here in the next couple of weeks and address the paving. But as we all know, potholes, it's always going to be an issue, and you just have to keep addressing them as they come up, just like any other city in the Commonwealth.
Well, Mayor Deanna Browning, appreciate you catching us up on some of the happenings and issues going on in Marion, Kentucky. Thank you this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be right back in just a moment after this message from Marion Pit Barbecue.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Thank you, Marion Pit Barbecue, and thank all of our sponsors and supporters who help bring this program to our listeners. This two times a week podcast, news show, whatever you want to call it, is supported by advertising, and we appreciate those who are supporting this. If you are interested, give us a call at 965-3191. Would also like to remind everybody that the Early Bird Shopper's Guide that the Crittenden Press publishes, as most of you know, it was in print, and we were printing about 10,000 of those a week and mailing them out, and we stopped doing that the 1st of April. Since then, viewership of the digital version of the Early Bird has just gone through the roof. We're excited. Our advertisers are seeing a lot of response, new response, particularly those down in the Amish country are telling us that they have customers coming in or seeing this that they've never had before. They didn't know they existed. Some of the businesses down there, the grocery stores and such. So if you're interested in promoting your business and getting about a quarter of a million views each month, give us a call at the Crittenden Press, and we'll hook you up with the new digitized Early Bird. Some things I want to remind you about, probably most of you already know, that school's been kicked back another week. Crittenden County Schools will not go back until the day after Labor Day. That's on the 2nd of September. However, everything else, all these other programs and events leading up to school are staying on schedule. Back to school events, they're all coming up on normal schedule. They'll be Starting week from today, Monday, August 18th, there will be a preschool, open house, kindergarten, carnival. And then on Tuesday, the 19th, will be the elementary school open house. It's 4 to 6 p.m. And then the high school and middle school open house will be on Thursday, August 21st. Those are staying the same as scheduled. Some things going on around town, too, you need to know about. Court Street, remember, is now one way. That's the street right behind the courthouse. Due to construction and safety concerns, they have turned that into a one-way street, and that will be permanent. Once the new Justice Center has been completed there in downtown Marion, it will remain one-way, just like it is over on Carlisle Street. If you're coming off Main, take a right onto Carlisle. You can then take a right onto Court Street and come right back around to Belleville and make the circle if you want. But one-way street from now on. In local obituaries, Walter Roger Phelps, age 80, of Marion, passed away on Friday, August 8th, at his home. Many of you probably remember Roger as the guy in the meat department out at the Food Giant grocery store. In local sports, the Rocket football team was on the road down at Murray for a scrimmage game on Friday night. Didn't go so well for the Rockets. Murray's got a lot of speed and really... found some weaknesses in the Crittenden County defense early on. It was 41-0, I believe, at the halftime. And, of course, they don't really keep score that closely in a scrimmage game. But the Rockets came back and scored two or three times in the second half, largely against Murray's second team reserves. And the Crittenden County football team will be at home this Friday night for a scrimmage against Madisonville before they open on the road next week at Marshall County. And that's a wrap on today's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.